The UN Security Council has introduced a draft of more sanctions against Iran over its failure to halt uranium enrichment. Once adopted, it is the third UN resolution. In the new document, the US, UK, France, Russia, China, and Germany asked for tightened measures to ban nuclear-related technology and materials, increase the monitoring and freeze access of key individuals and companies. The German Bank for International Cooperation has approved a loan of $1.7 billion for the United Government to refineries and industrial infrastructure facilities. A Voice of Vietnam correspondent in Tokyo reports that the money will help Iraq ensure a stable oil supply to the global market. The loan is part of Japan's commitment of $5 billion for Iraq reconstruction at the Madrid conference in 2003.
To end the news, here are the headlines again. India and Australia boost ties with Vietnam. Vietnam continues to help the poor and victims of war celebrate date. And Hamas agrees to negotiate with Palestinian President Abbas faction Fatah. Here's the news. Namzu Island is off the southern province of Kinzhang. Our reporter Le Qin has been there with soldiers from the VE Naval Zone. The soldiers have overcome material difficulties to defend the maritime and airspace of the fatherland. Captain Phạm Văn Tiệp says that he has celebrated Tết three times on this island.
Tôi đón Tết ở đảo Nam Du này là 3 năm, tức là 3 cái Tết rồi. Đầu tiên là đây là
The people on the island came to wish us a happy new year. We are so happy about that, so our nostalgia was less. Many of us want to stay permanently in the army. Many have got married with local islanders and turned the island into their homeland.
Nguyễn Thành Lộc, 23 years old, from the southern Sóc Trăng province, is working at the radar station.
I like my job very much. I still remember that when I came here for the first time, just after graduation, I could not distinguish between Vietnamese and foreign ships at sea. The superiors instructed me a lot, so I could learn little by little. I miss my family, of course, because I cannot come home for this date. But we all here are happy to receive people from the mainland who come here to wish us a happy new year.
Colonel Lê Nguyễn Hợi is Vice Commissar of the E Naval Zone.
We overcome material difficulties to defend the southwestern maritime territory of the country. We have been happy to receive the ships from the mainland, which bring not only food and letters, but also the sentiments of the mainland. The ships also bring reporters to us.
Ms. Lê Thị Hoàng Oanh has Committee of Anson Commune of the Island District.
Bác ở đây thì tôi nhận thấy như lực lượng biên phòng với hải quân thì cũng phối hợp rất là tốt với chính quyền địa phương.
The border guards and naval soldiers cooperate with the locals very well. They help the fishermen, especially when there are storms. Many of the naval soldiers have become son-in-laws of the island.
Làn gió xuân về reo vui, nơi xa mênh mông. Hãy những nén ân tình mang tin vui trao đến mọi nhà, gửi về người thân miền đất miền xa khơi. Người lính đón chào sân sang, đơn sơ trong tay cây súng bên mình, chờ đón giao thừa sang trang trong đêm hoa đăng lấp lánh sao trời. Ngày mới sẽ về đêm nay, năm sang tươi vui xin chúc đôi lời hạnh phúc tươi đời thêm xanh, xanh thêm áo anh lính ở đảo xa.
That was a song about Flint on a remote island by the Nang. We now bring you a review of major developments in Vietnam during the week. The Communist Party of Vietnam's Central Committee closed its sixth plenary session in Hanoi. The committee discussed plans on building up the Vietnamese working class in the industrialization and modernization period, improving the leadership and combat capacity of the party organizations, and perfecting the legal institution for a socialist-oriented market economy. Party leader Nông Đức Mạnh says,
in the future, it is necessary to continue studying and developing theories on the working class in the background of socialist-oriented market economy. Meanwhile, industrialization, modernization, and international integration should be promoted. It is also necessary to boost education, political ideology, and patriotism for the working class. Legal documents and a policy system should be improved to ensure the rise and
a meeting to review 1 year of implementing the campaign to follow President Ho Chi Minh's moral example was held following the conclusion of the session. Party leader Mike affirmed that the public has spoken highly of and responded well to the move. The move has attracted the participation of people from all walks of life. Mr. Mike proposed the campaign became an indispensable part in the party building, leadership, and implementation of the party's instructions.